B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The cable of the Sea to Sky gondola, which is near Squamish, British Columbia, has been deliberately cut in the middle of the night for the second year in a row. This thing's huge, what, by the way.
So you'd have to use like a blowtorch.
I don't know. Yes, yeah, something. It left the tourist attraction in shambles and his staff completely bewildered. The thick downhill cable of the gondola was severed overnight, sending dozens of cars crashing into the mountain. Manager Kirby Brown said his phone started ringing off the hook with the news before dawn. He said, "This event mirrors last year's event in a very eerie fashion. We're all stunned and shocked. Me, this is somebody sabotaging our business." Depending on where the line snapped, the metal cabins could have fallen up to 300 meters before slamming into the mountainside. That
so,
is way up there, man.
Is there, in fact, a rival business that they're investigating? Or
if so, it isn't indicated all in right. the story. Brown said crews haven't been able to fully assess the damage because smoke from the U.S. wildfires means that helicopters can't fly into the area. Only six of the 39 cars were safely in the stations at either end of the gondola overnight, but the rest are destroyed.
I think if you had it done once, you'd have some sort of security camera system set up, wouldn't you?
They did. The company beefed up its surveillance system after the 2019 incident, adding more cameras along the line and an automatic motion detection security system.
Still
that
nothing.
Is monitored 24/7 by a third party.
Wow.
Said the person who cut the cable Sunday triggered the automatic alarm system around 4 a.m. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police were instantly called. The line is made of six steel cables that are intertwined, pulled tight enough to support the weight of the 2-kilometer-long gondola. That's how long the line is.
Yeah.
Officials have said the snapping cable could easily kill somebody if it hit a person. No one was hurt as a result of the vandalism.
How many gondolas came down, did you say?
There was like 39 of them, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it can ruin the business. Police have not announced any arrest in either case. Wow. A Massachusetts man who was taking a nap near his pool was startled awake by an unusual alarm clock. It was a bear.
Whoa.
There's video of it.
It's hilarious and scary at the same
time. Bett shared the video of the moment. It was caught on the family's Ring camera. She said, "Matt was a little startled yesterday while taking a rest by the pool." She wrote, adding a bear emoji online. Bett, her husband, said her husband was sleeping by their pool when the bear wandered into the area through an open gate. In the video, the bear can be seen ambling up to her husband's foot and giving it a little nudge. I thought he was licking his foot or something.
So did I, yeah.
But he was nudged his foot with his paw. Hey. It woke the guy up. Thankfully, he didn't, like, freak out.
No, but the bear did.
Yes, the bear got startled and then ran away. But he said, his wife said he wasn't sure how he should react, but he knew he couldn't get up that fast. And she said at least he had another chair and table between them if needed. Luckily, it went running out soon after the encounter. That is hilarious.
So cute, though.
Yeah. They are, Casey. It's the constant conundrum. They could rip you to shreds, but they're adorable.
Let's see. Here's another story of a Ring camera. After a sheriff's office helicopter pilot in flight was alerted by his home's Ring camera about suspects breaking into cars in his neighborhood, he led deputies right to them in his helicopter.
Oh my God.
Three juveniles, 14, 15, and 16, fled from deputies and ran after the tires of their escape vehicle were flattened after they were caught shortly, and they were caught shortly after. The juveniles are also suspects in a series of car break-ins. The sheriff's office helicopter pilot was in the air around 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, man.
When he got an alert from his Ring camera, the video showed two suspects checking handles on vehicles while an SUV followed them through the neighborhood. The pilot notified deputies and then located the suspect vehicle from the sky. And when deputies attempted a traffic stop, the vehicle fled. After deputies successfully deployed stop sticks, flattening the vehicle's tires, it slowed down. Suspects jumped out while it was still rolling. The three juveniles were caught. Deputies learned that the gray Acura RDX, the getaway vehicles, reported stolen. Inside the vehicles, deputies found several wallets, a ski mask, and a window breaching tool as well.
So on my Xfinity security system, and I have it facing off to the side of the road, Preston, I think I showed you guys some footage of guys pulling up, parking on our road, getting out, and they just walk along and they try every car door.
Yeah.
Because people still leave their car doors unlocked.
Yep. In my neighborhood, they throw cheese at your car.
Cheese at your car. Mm-hmm.
A 20-year-old Florida amusement park worker plummeted to his death Monday while performing a routine safety check on what's billed as the world's largest swing ride.
Oh, man.
Jacob David Kaminsky was about halfway up the 450-foot Star Flyer ride at Icon Park in Orlando, and he fell to the bottom platform. It's horrible.
What was it like? Just a ladder apparatus? Or?
I don't know what he was on, Steve, but I assume he had something that you can climb up that thing with. So he was rushed to the hospital and was pronounced dead. They closed the ride, obviously. All right, one more story. It involves a theme park as well, but not as bad. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, theme parks across the world are rethinking how they're doing Halloween this year. The Lagunasia theme park in Japan has created a unique Halloween experience this year and has installed a haunted toilet.
Haunted toilets.
Yes. The attraction is part of the park's Corona Horror Fest 2020 and features several socially distanced attractions. The haunted toilet is based on the story of Hanako-san, a Japanese folk legend about the ghost of a dead girl who haunted bathrooms, usually in schools.
Isn't there a ghost in the Harry Potter movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that lives in the bathroom.
Moaning Myrtle.
What is it?
Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
Guests will enter the bathroom one at a time, and the bathroom will be cleaned and disinfected between guests. So I don't know what all happens in a haunted toilet, but
the poop comes up.
I guess so.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A filmmaker has been arrested for allegedly recording a pornographic movie at the Osun Osogbo Sacred Grove in western Nigeria, police say. The sacred forest, home of Osun, the Yoruba goddess of fertility, is a UN-designated World Heritage Site.
Doesn't sound like the right place for a porn movie.
And police said the man, Tobaloba? Jolasho.
Yeah.
Popularly known as King to Black HOC, was arrested for allegedly recording a sex movie in the forest.
Okay.
Neither he nor his lawyers have commented. Now, Osun Osogbo is on the outskirts of the city of Osogbo, and that's in the Osun state capital. Now, Mr. Jolasho is a popular porn movie producer with a huge following. And snippets of the video, which allegedly show him dressed in the white robe adherence of the Osun deity, were posted on his website and social media accounts. It's not clear when the recording was done or how he entered the forest, which can be easily accessed from many routes. A follower of the deity said Mr. Jolasho had desecrated the grove, which was a sacred land where worshippers from Nigeria and elsewhere offered prayers and sacrifices to the Osun goddess.
I'm Big Dick Black.
That's him. That's what apparently T-Black OHC or whatever his name stands for.
Yes, if you say it out loud, you'll...
T-Black HOC.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really indicate what type of porn was taking place. Now, porn in
Babysitter.
Well, porn in this world might just be nudity.
Yes, it could be.
To us, you have to go a couple steps further to call it porn.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. But
well, it's sacred and they were insulted and offended by it.
Exactly. A Malaysian man has said he found monkey selfies and videos on his phone after losing it in the bushes near his house.
So the monkeys got the phone and took selfies.
Yeah. Zachrids Rodzi posted the footage on Twitter, including a video that appears to show a monkey trying to eat the phone. Mr. Rodzi said that he thought the phone had been stolen on Saturday morning from the house in the city of Batu Pahat, where he lives with his parents.
Look, I'm going to do duck lips.
He found it again on Sunday afternoon outside the house.
Hey, bae.
At first, when the phone was missing, he said, I have no idea how to accept it since it's too strange.
Well, yeah.
But later when I
monkey opened... Monkey selfies, of course.
When I opened the gallery, I ran out of words. This is a translation of whatever he said.
It's a monkey D-pick.
I have no idea how to describe it because one of the impossible things just happened.
Yeah, it's a little...
Yeah.
Weird.
I shook and laughed so hard and quickly ran towards my parents to tell them.
Much often was the shock I am feeling.
Among the footage and pictures, Mr. Rodzi has a video of a monkey appearing to bite the phone, as well as a few blurry photos of the monkey itself.
The monkey pictures, for what they were, made me much amusement.
Others include out-of-focus images of trees, plants, and undergrowth. It's not possible to verify how the content came to be on his phone independently. Mr. Rodzi dismissed the idea that someone could be playing an elaborate trick on him, adding, "There is no way that it's a prank because there's no one else in the house except me and my parents." He says, the monkey stole them, and they're the ones that took the picture.
I tell you what, we're seeing more signs of self-awareness and sentience.
Yep, agreed.
It's happening.
A convicted serial bank robber serving out the end of his sentence at a Brooklyn halfway house escaped Friday morning by simply walking out the front door. Daryl Allen was transferred from Maryland Federal Prison to Brooklyn's Residential Reentry Center in June, only to decide that he'd had enough of the place after 3 months.
I'm tired of this.
He pleaded guilty in 2013 to a Queens bank robbery spree in which he targeted a single Chase Bank branch in the Rockaways three times over a three-month period. So he hit the same bank three times.
Wow, that's...
And eventually he was arrested for it. And unlike federal jails...
Well, the odds were against him.
Federal jails and prisons, halfway houses allow prisoners near the end of their sentence to begin transitioning back to society. People in custody at the reentry centers are encouraged to get jobs and spend time outside the facility, and some can even spend weekend nights at approved housing outside the facility.
So are they allowed to freely come and go? As
not freely,
okay, but structured.
But there's times and when you have to be there. And this dude was at the end; he was ready to.
Why would you do that?
He'd been in jail for 4 years. And he just walks away. I don't know. He's an idiot. So, anyhow, he just walked out.
And he robbed the same bank three times. That's all you need to know.
Yep, exactly. All right, let me do one more story. A man from the UK who recently moved into Brighton was shocked to discover his new home, it was a new rented home, is cut, and he had no idea this, is covered in massive murals of Homer and Bart Simpson. It's great. I saw the outside of it.
That is awesome.
So awesome. Normally, a prospective tenant actually visits a house before deciding to rent it, but this year most people are taking video tours of homes on their phones and laptops due to the ongoing pandemic. While video tours can give a fair idea about how a house is going to be on the inside, not much is shown about its surroundings and neighborhood.
God wants us to do it.
Charlie Lucas Smith went on Google Street just 4 days before moving to his new place in Brighton, and it was then he discovered the house was overwhelmed with murals of the Simpsons characters.
I'm so funny.
He's not upset about it. In fact, he described the artworks as awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it is cool.
Yep. He said, I wanted to see if there was any parking spaces, and when I put the address into Google Maps, it suddenly sunk in where I was living. I sent a photo of it in a group chat and said, surely we're not living here. Luckily, it's right up my street at the end of the day and something I really find funny. And I've always been a massive fan of The Simpsons.
That's perfect then.
He kind of lucked out. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.